There's a new exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts titled Dress Up. It explores how jewelry and fashion can be powerful vehicles for self-expression. Among the more than 100 pieces on display, visitors will find a few glittering garments worn by the Boston-born queen of disco, Donna Summer. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
This exhibition gallery is populated by lanky, glamorously adorned mannequins. MFA fashion curator Theo Tyson walks over to one wearing a beige dress that shimmers with red sequins.
This is one of my absolute favorites, even though I know you're not supposed to have favorites in a show like this, but it's from the collection of Donna Summer. It's a pre-fall 2010 Valentino, and what's really special about this is she wore it for a performance of Art on Ice in Switzerland in 2011.
Art on Ice is a star-studded annual figure skating gala. Tyson found this footage and a photo from the event to confirm the stunning dress's history.
It is a sleeveless T-length A-line beige tulle, completely cinched in at the waist, V-back and front, and then this smattering, this sprinkling of red sequins. And if you can imagine that hitting mid-calf as she was moving and dancing, those puddles of red sequins would flounce and play in the light.
The dress's display gives visitors a clear view of a novel customization, the small microphone pouch sewn onto its back. Tyson spotted Summer's garment at Christie's Auction House. The museum acquired it and two others in October of 2023.
We're the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, and Donna Summer is a Boston girl. Mission Hill is literally a stone's throw away from the museum, and it's our privilege and our honor to be able to invite this legacy into the museum by adding these pieces of hers to our collection.
Tyson says Summer's dresses will also help the museum share the cultural icon's story.
I'm not going to start quoting her songs, but she worked hard. She worked really, really hard to live her dream and to love her family. She worked hard to come from Mission Hill. She had to leave, but then was able to come back in 1983 and graduate from her high school. Like, she worked hard not just for the money, but for her joy, and not just for her, but for all of us. She shared it exponentially.
Summer donned this dress 1 year before she died in 2012. Tyson says it embodies the pioneer's spirit and love of music. There's one more dress in the exhibition from Summer's collection and a pair of silver bejeweled Manolo Blahnik shoes. Tyson hopes to find out when and where the Queen of Disco wore them too.
Her being a Bostonian hopefully invites some folks to do their own research. So maybe I'll get a phone call or email one day of someone that remembers seeing her perform in this dress or those shoes.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
And they told the world just how you felt. It must have fallen out of a hole in your upright overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. never told the soldiers how.